rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces, and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99. Save big with Valvoline Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The voice of Montgomery.
It's January 22nd, the greatest day ever. On the 22nd of January, 2010, Conan O'Brien makes his final appearance as host of The Tonight Show on NBC. Sadly, this marked the very last time Conan O'Brien would appear on late-night television ever again. What's that? He's on TBS? Very funny. Oh, you're serious? Well, good for him then. Have a great January 22nd, the greatest day ever.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
More rain coming. It's 5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Work continues to end the government shutdown. A short time ago, the Senate approved a short-term bill to fund government operations for another 4 weeks.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 18.
Senate Democrats agreed to the package after reassurances that immigration issues will see a vote. The House expected to vote on the funding measure shortly. 5 workers are still missing following an early morning explosion and fire on a drilling rig in eastern Oklahoma. At least 17 workers on site at the time escaped serious harm.
One, we have flown out with some burns.
Pittsburgh County Sheriff Chris Morris. Amazon opens its first store, which relies on technology to handle purchases. Shoppers at the Amazon Go store in Seattle use a smartphone app which detects the items they purchase and charges them when leaving. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's gonna be so rainy today.
Rain.
You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up.
That umbrella.
It's coming down.
Coming down.
Blood on the ground.
Oh, what a pain. Cause the forecast calls for rain.
Woo! Yeah!
Glorifies me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah!
Woo!
Hallelujah.
on the way.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Still keeping an eye on the radar as the frontal system brings showers and thunderstorms into the area, with the threat continuing well into the evening hours tonight before ending around midnight, then turning cooler. The overnight low temperature 43. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. For tomorrow, sunshine. Not quite as warm behind the front. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, and it looks like more changes later in the week. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, I just got a text, Digital Rain Gauge Boy, second class here. We have had 1.83 at our place since 3:15. That's less than 2 hours. And Rich has reported, let's see, 1.75. Bubba in Emerald Mountain, 2.35. So these are pretty consistent. And I imagine since there's still plenty more on the Live in Fear Doppler, we will see those totals exceed 2 inches before all of a sudden.
And I just got a call about Gunner Industrial Park, and I imagine other parts of the city are like this, that Gunner Industrial Park, there's a lot of flooding. You mean it might not be completely unmanageable or impassable, but it's just, it's bad.
I'm sure there's serious pounding. Oh, in fact, when we were looking out behind the building, something is slowing 85 down approaching Eastern Boulevard. We'll go down again and check to see if it's loosened up a little bit or if there's a wreck there that's causing a delay. Because I got to pick up Chinese food after the show, and I don't want to be late. You're on WMSG. 9 after 5, Brad McDonald will join us right after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful in the rain out there. There are accidents at West South Boulevard and Mobile Highway. Also, the 6500 block of Ware's Ferry Road and 3100 Taylor Road. So be careful in those locations. Watch for ponding water. Slow down. Get your lights on. Just be very careful this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies and call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The makers of Maker's Mark would like to make this remarkable announcement. Our new commercial spokesperson is none other than Emily Hayes. That's right. Emily Hayes from Three Men and a Lady is our new commercial spokesperson.
Yay!
Emily has 100% support from Maker's Mark and 75% support from her morning radio co-hosts.
Way to be a team freaking player, Jay.
We chose Emily because we know she uses our product.
I like bourbon.
She likes to have fun.
Yay, fun.
And she's great with people.
Shut up, Jay.
You might want to slow down there, Emily. Really, that stuff is strong.
I think it is.
And now, here's the first statement from our new Maker's Mark spokesperson.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
Has she signed the contract yet?
Thank God for a minute there. I thought she was unable to communicate with us. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, I guess I should invest in Maker's Mark, huh? That sounds like a
campaign. No, not you, buddy.
Oh, I didn't mean for personal consumption purposes. So government shutdown. The market's supposed to crash. It didn't happen.
No, it didn't. I mean, you know, we talked about this a little bit on Thursday.
Yeah.
We've been through this so many times. The market's used to it, you know. It it always sounds real ominous, you know, and that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, it always it just hurts your feelings to worry about it more than any real damage that's done.
Clearly, this is a win for the president, I would think.
No question. Absolutely no question. I mean, no doubt in my mind whatsoever when you look at everything and how this was handled. I mean, Trump and the entire GOP clearly were the winners in this. And I've read several op-ed pieces about it. And you look around at the media, for example, the New York Times, the AP. These are traditional places that would, you know, come running out to go front page supporting the Democrats. They didn't do that. And I think Larry Kudlow, you know, has it best. You know, he said, you know, everyone seems to think that the Democrats have some sort of leverage in this situation. He says, you know, I beg to differ. Donald Trump has an incredible amount of leverage. Look at what's going on with the economy mm-hmm. and a whole host of other things. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, clearly Schumer and the Democrats had to, as Trump said, come to their senses. And that's what they did. Now, they were getting killed over this. All the polling, even liberal polls.
I'm glad you said that, because last hour I was reminding everybody the Democrats don't do a damn thing without polling it and testing it and focus groups and everything else. And clearly they must have gotten the message that they are not winning on this issue. And it pretty much boiled down to a lot of people saying, you know what, they care more about people who don't belong here than the people that do. By shutting the government down over this issue.
No, I agree. I agree totally. But let's look deeper into this. I mean, just consider for a second that, you know, even by Schumer's own admission, you know, on Friday and over the weekend when he was trying to blame Trump, he sits there and outlines all these concessions they're willing to make. And I don't want that to get lost in this. Trump is a hard negotiator, and he's pulled them so far. I mean, they're willing to deal on permanent immigration, you know, bipartisan agreement there, even that includes a wall and all this other stuff that he wants. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, he is leading the country. You love him or hate him with the tweets and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, I know it kind of turns our stomach sometimes, but the simple reality is that he is pulling them in his direction. And not just the Democrats, but the establishment in the GOP as well. So it's really kind of miraculous and incredible to me to watch, for sure.
It really is, especially since they seem to want to orchestrate this shutdown around his one-year anniversary in office. Say, look, after a year, here we are, the government's closed and all this. I really think between this... People were just days away from February, and new tax tables are going to put more money in people's pockets. And some of them have been so disconnected from, or if they've been getting their news from Rachel Maddow, they don't even know they're going to have more money in their paychecks with this tax cut, because Rachel's been telling them that's the end of the world, you know?
Right.
The ignorance and the absolute refusal of the media to report. I open up AOL, Brandt, which is a HuffPo, and before I can get to my mail, I got to look at their top four stories. I haven't seen them say a positive thing about Trump the whole year so far. Not once.
It's always
two-headed, and he's got horns growing out of his ass and all that. I mean, it's just whatever. They're just making stuff up. Now Melania, today Melania is a cyber bully, and it's just unreal. They're nuts. I think the term Trump derangement syndrome is extremely accurate. And quite frankly, if the country is prospering, why are they so against that?
Yeah. Well, they're desperate. I mean, listen, all these things, all these headlines you're referring to, these antics, it reeks of desperation. I mean, you know, I mean, you would really actually sort of expect it when you're getting your butt kicked. The last thing you have is to just start slinging anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's clearly an act of desperation. You've got equity markets at all-time highs, the economy picking up steam, jobs market improving, wages going up.
Yeah, market was up today, right?
It was. You know, we started off down early in the early part of the trading session, but then as the momentum started to build around, you know, this agreement to fund the government for another 17 days, and then, too, putting this immigration issue to bed, which, you know, McConnell and Schumer and even Trump have all agreed, no, let's get it done. Let's get a long-term deal done that makes sense. And I think that's really positive as well, because I think the market is beginning to gain a lot of trust in Trump and a little momentum that, wow, you know, we do have an effective leader here. There's a real possibility that we might be able to see and witness a bipartisan attempt on some of the major issues that have dragged on for years. And we can stop running the country, at least in certain aspects, from having to resort to executive orders like Obama did to real legislation, which is what Congress was designed to do, represent the people and come up with long-term solutions for things like immigration, the tax code, and other things. Because once you do budget reconciliation, you can only do that really one time. Mm-hmm. And from this point forward, especially in the remaining term of Trump, which could be 3 years and hopefully another seven, most of it's going to have to be bipartisan. It's also interesting to me, too, that we saw this leak around Trump's proposal for infrastructure.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that was almost by design. I
had the same thought, because the market responded very positively to that.
It absolutely did. And infrastructure, as I've said time and time again on the show, I mean, this is something that Chuck Schumer really wants to do badly. I mean, the devil's in the details, of course. But right here on this day, when we come to terms to get the government functioning again and start talking about a bipartisan mood and all of that, then here comes this leak around infrastructure. I just kind of found that a little odd and interesting. So kind of keep an eye on that as well. But the other thing too, man, I got to tell you, I mean, as I've been saying all along, we've been watching these corporate earnings, and you know, this is the fourth quarter earnings release. But also, the thing I try to remind everyone of is not just what happened yesterday. It's what are these CEOs saying about the future? And last week, we had 27 earnings reports. These are companies in the S&P 500. 27. Not one of them guided down for the first quarter.
Wow.
Not one. That's almost incredible. I mean, usually you always get at least one company. But last week,
That's amazing.
Kept their estimates in place or guided up. So that's significant, I think. And, you know, when you look at these market averages, and I know we all get hung up on the markets are at all-time highs and this and that, but I really think you have to focus on these individual companies. I mean, this week, for example, we've got a slew of corporate earnings coming. Netflix reported this afternoon, blew out their numbers. Stock was up 8% in after-hours trading. We've got big names. Halliburton beat. That's an oil service company. We've got tomorrow, I think we've got GE. You've got Johnson & Johnson. You got a Caterpillar coming up. I mean, a bunch of big names. So this is a huge week. And I'll be interested to see what they have to say. And the reminder I guess I'm trying to make is that these indexes are made up of individual companies and how well they're doing. And when you look at these companies on an individual basis, they're not really that overpriced. You can look at some names, I guess, some of the tech names maybe, that seem a little bit stretched and that kind of thing in terms of valuation. But overall, the valuations are not too overly, you know, I don't think there's too much zealous going on in the market or an overreaction. I mean, this is an earnings-driven market, plus with the tax cuts, you're seeing estimates go up. So
all this good news. Yet, like entertainment companies like Netflix, here they're showing tremendous prosperity. The bottom line, the investors, everybody that's connected to that should be feeling pretty good about those kind of numbers. Yet, ideologically, they're right there with the rest of the lefties. I'm beginning to wonder how long they can continue to hold these positions. I mean, what do they want? They want to go back to 8 years of going nowhere fast like we did under Obama? It makes you wonder, you know, what they're thinking of it. Because on one hand, Trump's policies are obviously helping them prosper, yet they seem married to this ridiculous socialist ideology that does not work under any circumstances. It's they got to be confused.
Well, if you, you know, it's interesting to me that most of the companies you're talking about, they're still largely controlled and owned by the original founder.
Mm-hmm.
And these original founders do have that sort of way of thinking, and they want to shape and bend and use sort of company resources or the platform of their company to try to, you know, set their own sort of social agenda and that type thing. But at the end of the day, these are publicly traded companies, and, you know, you have to run them with shareholders in mind. You can't commit resources.
So who's the guy at Apple? Cook?
Tim Cook.
I read a story last week. Apple is repatriating $350 billion. They're doing it because of the Trump tax cut. Trump called Tim Cook to thank him for doing what he's doing. And yet there are liberals out there that went ape crap because Tim Cook actually even had a conversation with Donald Trump and just didn't hang the phone up on the guy. This is how crazy they are.
Right.
And you're beyond dealing with even a debate. It's, you know, it's like they just, this whole derangement thing is a real condition. And I feel sorry for anybody that's suffering from it.
That's right.
Because it's a choice. I agree. At this point, it's a choice.
Hey, let me ask you real quick. How are you feeling? How was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. I saw a great movie. And have you seen Darkest Hours?
No, but I have seen the previews and all of that, and it certainly is one that's interesting.
If you like history and you're you don't have to be totally, you know, well read on Winston Churchill, but Bran, I'm not exaggerating here. I think this is about as perfect a movie as I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some people talk about it, and like I said, I've seen the previews, and I'm a huge history buff. Love to read, love to travel, all that, and it's definitely one I want to see. That's
I went to see it with Rich on Saturday, because we're both big history fans, and we walked out of the theater. I said, you know, if Gary Oldman doesn't win for best actor based on what I just saw, then that whole thing is a one big joke. Well, Sunday night they had the Screen Actors Guild's award, and guess who won for best actor? Gary Oldman. The whole thing is a labor of love for accuracy, not just makeup and costuming, but for historical accuracy. There are so many great supporting characters to the story, and some scenes, somebody mentioned earlier this afternoon, some scenes that will actually make you laugh out loud because they're so cleverly funny. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant movie, and
yeah.
I urge everybody to see it and see what a great actor does to prepare and get into playing a role. It's amazing.
Man, you got me all worked up now. I've got to go see it.
Did you get a chance to see Dunkirk?
No, man. Listen.
Here's what you need
to
do.
Here, let me tell you. So on Saturday, what I did is I had a birthday party, Winnie the Pooh birthday party. If I'm lucky, I get to watch Winnie the Pooh with him. So, yeah.
Brent, I get it. I went through The Little Mermaid. Can I watch another Little Mermaid, Daddy? And now she's getting
But
ready
it's
to...
fun, though. It really is. I mean,
of course
fun.
It is. It's the greatest thing. But here's my suggestion. Get Dunkirk, rent it, and watch it with the closed captioning on, because it's in a foreign language, English. And some of the dialogue is a little hard to understand. So it's good to watch it with the closed captioning so you understand exactly what they're saying in that movie. And it's a great film, and it's brilliantly done, and again, based on an actual historical event with very little Hollywood, liberty being taken.
Uh-huh.
Then see Darkest Hours, and you should see them like within a few days of each other. That would be my recommendation, because Dunkirk will get you into that space, and Darkest Hours will knock it out of the park.
I love it, man. I love it. I love that kind of stuff. When I was in England back in 2014, and diligently called the show every day that I was there.
Yes.
at like 10 o'clock at night or whatever, 11 o'clock.
I remember that.
It was awesome, though. It was great. But anyway, the point is we went to Churchill's underground bunker there in London.
Yes. And, I think they may have filmed some of the movie there.
Yeah.
Because it's just too damn authentic.
Yeah.
But here's something else. Here's one other thing. And I want you to keep this in mind when you watch it. Listen to me giving him advice, huh? How's this for a turnaround? As you watch this film, I want you to see if you notice the same parallels that Winston Churchill faced that Donald Trump has faced. Hmm. A man that everybody seemed to dislike, even the king, you know, was horrified that Churchill was coming into power. Yet he turned out to be the right man at the right time to get the job done. And you'll see the way Churchill dealt with a lot of the challenges he had to face from political opposition. He had his Barack Obama, Neville Chamberlain, and watching that guy get his ass handed to him, it's one of those feel-good moments in the movie. Because he was an appeaser. And this is what we're up against now, are these people who think you can appease your way to peace, and you can't.
Right. Right.
Ironically, though, the sad thing is that England stood up, decided, the people there said, we'd rather die in our own blood than be servants to Adolf Hitler. And yet they have allowed a far worse invasion to take place over the last number of years. And my optimism for their future is very dim.
Wow.
That's just another story. I find that interesting, that they were ready to fight on the streets, the beaches, the skies, and they did. And they beat a guy who really had far more going for him going into that war than they did, and they still won. And yet they've turned the country over to something far worse, ideologically, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know.
That's just me. Brant, really appreciate the time. Folks, if you'd like to sit down, we're still in January. There's still a whole year stretching out before you, and you hear all this good news. How do I get in on that? You know, is there a place for me to make a move here and go for the ride that the economy is on? Sit down and talk to Brant. Meet the people that he's got at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and start talking about ideas and plans. There's no obligation, but I think you're going to walk out of there a wiser person and a more enthusiastic person about the future, your future. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks for all the chat.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Enjoyed it.
Very much. Take care. What?
Material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You know, we were just talking about something there, and here's another story. All of these anti-Muslim hate crimes, the media jumps on those, they put those stories out everywhere, and they turn out to be fake. Here's another one. The girl admits that she was not, in fact, attacked while walking to school, but that became an international story before anybody bothered to, you know, like, check facts. So now her family is apologizing because she made up the story. But that's exactly what I'm thinking, what's going on over there, the crime. Trump's referenced it. And that little pissant mayor of London is not happy that Trump is telling the truth about what's going on in that city. But that's what they've done. They've let another invader come in under the guise of political correctness. And before you know it, those folks are going to be on the outside looking in on their own country. And that makes me incredibly sad. And you know what? This may be where Trump makes all the difference in the world for us, because we had our heads up our asses for eight, not all of us, but for 8 years. Oh, yeah, chain migration. Everybody, welcome to America. No. Because there are ideologies out there that have nothing to do with the republic that we are. And unless we're, for some reason I can't think of, anxious to throw it away with both hands, No. It's time to say no. Sorry, and that's the thing. If all those Muslim countries are so great, why is everybody trying to get the hell out? And it's like here in America. You know what the big trend is right now in population? Liberals leaving liberal states. They're tired of the taxes. They're tired of, the expense of living in these places. So they leave. They're abandoning New York. They're abandoning New Jersey. They're abandoning California. And then they go to another state like Texas or here in Alabama. We're in the top 10 receiver states, by the way, in case you didn't know. So they come to places like this, and then they want to vote for the same stuff that ruined their last state. Is it working? Well, take a look at one of the seats in the Senate. And who's sitting there these days? How the hell did that happen? Well, as one of our guests on Friday said, thank you, Roy Moore. That's the reason. We have a phenomenal company with us. We love the fact you want an expert on money, you talk to Brandt. You need experts for your car, you talk to Don Duncan or Mitch Duncan. And so on. Clark's for your comfort and plumbing. Well, when it comes to electricity, whether it's an installation you need or your house is a little on the older side, you've heard some of these stories about the devastation that can be brought on by an electrical fire. You want to get it checked out. And the people that possess that expertise, well, that's Mr. Electric. Great company, master electricians. Guys, they're great people. But they take this very seriously because electricity is a very serious thing and needs to be treated with that level of respect. You call them at 269-8886. You love the fact that they text you a reminder or email you a reminder on your appointment, that they call you when they're on the way, very timely. When they show up at your house, they wipe their feet on a mat they provide and then put covers on their shoes. And then if they are doing an installation or repair inside your house, they clean it up. All you're left with is a great result. And by the way, on price, when they assess the situation you've called them in for, they give you a price, and that's what you pay. Upfront pricing. 24-hour emergency service available if you need it. Mr. Electric.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Night snack, so I'm going to the fridge. Not much, just a little treat, a piece of fruit or something, cause I'm counting every calorie. Right now, I'm thinking about a cracker with a carrot stick or maybe just a sugar-free Jell-O. But here I go. Up some reflux verging on digestive tsunami. Right now I'm feeling deep regret, cause I need some Pepto-Bismol and I wish I had my mommy. Right now I'm thinking it's impossible for me to lose all of these abdominal rollers. They won't let go, no. So I love my hips and my fundamentals to that sweaty little spin class at the Y. Maybe next time.
same lady that does the song for Moms, the William Till.
Yeah.
And I popped that on because I knew if I went outside in this torrential rain and went to my car and turned it on, the station would be there. I just knew that would happen. It's sort of like when you're watching a game on TV and you know if you shut it off, nothing bad will happen to your team.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same premise. That we can affect.
Like rubbing a rabbit's foot.
Had nothing to do with the skill of our chief engineer, Tom Jones. Brilliant guy.
Yes.
And other... It was the fact that I was willing to venture out in this pouring mess.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
So the weather is actually the bulletin, and I've been studying the Live in Fear Doppler, digital rain gauge voice second class. Greg Budell. By the way, at our house in East Montgomery, over 2 inches of rain has fallen since 3.
And I just got a report from guys trying to come and be my guest tonight saying, coming from downtown on Atlanta Highway, turning right onto Perry Hill is a foot of water.
I'm not surprised. We had heard reports from Barron earlier that there was flooding at Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard. The drainage not particularly good.
Well, and that's a downhill area where it'll collect.
Can we get through a week?
I know. It's
without having
insane.
Roads closed, dangerous. It's just unbelievable. But here's what you need to know. There is more of this coming in. This system sort of strengthened, muscled up a little bit. But as it muscled up, it narrowed in. And it's been cutting through our area for 3 hours now. And it has, by the way, 84 had mentioned that in Pentlala they hadn't had much to show for it, but now they've been getting a deluge. So pretty much if you're within the sound of my voice, if you haven't had rain, you'll get it soon enough.
Yeah, Mother Nature can be a real witch sometimes.
She certainly can, Joseph. She certainly can. So there you go. That's the update, and I expect this will linger a little into the Joey Clark Radio. You say your guest is
Seth Spotlow. Troy, my usual guest and good friend, he actually has an issue with one of his discs in his back, so he can't make it in. I think he needs surgery. So pray for Troy. Good thoughts for Troy.
Oh man,
get better, man. And I told him if he needs anything, I'll be right there. That's
do him a favor. Tell him to make sure he's exhausted every chiropractic alternative there is.
Before surgery?
Yeah, if he lives, what area does he live in?
In Montgomery.
In Montgomery. Infusion, Harmony Healthcare is right next to Infusion. They've got a good chiropractor. Millbrook area, there's Dr. Jeff Pasley. In Wetumpka, there's the guy that got me to walk again without pain. Because in a day, I don't think about him, Doc Pershing.
Well, and the guy who is taking Troy's place usually joins me on Wednesdays. Local single dad, does a little bit of comedy here there, says Spotlow. In fact, he's here. I'm going to go let him in from the storm.
All righty then. Let's get one quick look at traffic conditions as this rain continues to come down at a pretty good clip. We may see 2.5 to 3 inches before it's all over.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Rush hour traffic meeting up with traffic that's been slowed down by the rain is making for a very big mess on the interstate systems. Both of them, north and southbound on 65 and 85, are all very, very backed up right now. Same thing around the boulevard. Most of your surface streets off of the boulevard and off the interstate systems are feeling it as well. It's still raining very hard, so be very careful out there. No new accidents to report except for one minor accident on South Boulevard close to Woodley Road. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenum State. Register and get your financial assistance started now. Trenum State, the college for real careers. Call 420-4200 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, folks that find themselves, you know, life can change in an instant, especially in conditions like this where the weather is so serious. Our friend Donnie Davis learned this, being victimized by an impaired driver on the roads. lost a leg. I mean, it happened in so fast. This is how life can change. And that's why every day we should take a moment and be grateful that we can do what we want to do when we want to do it, go where we want to go, and so forth. But for those who get that toughest of breaks, there's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson are devoted to one thing, restoring choices to lives that have been so affected, as Donnie's was. This can also, of course, include our heroes that come home after serving our country, and they're dealing with everything from PTSD to perhaps the loss of a finger, a limb, or limitations in mobility. They're going to take time to restore. Not everything is permanent. Whatever it is, though, there's no one-size-fits-all approach at Gulf States Mobility. They find out what the limitations are and then immediately begin the process, starting with, why did somebody, it's tough enough when you get a break like this to have to leave your home because you can't use it. It's not safely accessible. Gulf States Mobility can go in and restore the choices around the house. For many who thought they would never drive again, they put them back on the road with miracles like voice command technologies. These are people that are incredibly dedicated to serving those who have caught that toughest of breaks. Gulf States Mobility is in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, and they're on Facebook. So I always ask, when you have a moment, look them up on Facebook and like them, just to say thanks, God, for not putting me in the path of somebody who's going to turn my life upside down like our friend Donnie. That's 514-6590, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka at 551.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
It's hard to believe AC by Lou Quire is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Quire and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylouquire.com today for all Louquire offers. AC by Louquire is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Louquire.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
More than 2 inches of rain, some high winds and so forth. We were knocked off the air a while back and just received this tape of that moment from our master control room. And apparently there was something airborne that caused it.
Colonel? You better take a look at this radar. What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a wood pecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous
wing. Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that? Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson. Yes, sir.
So there you go. There's a complete update from Master Control.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you guessed it. Yeah, we're busted. Yeah, 9 years old, fourth grade, the whole 9 yards. Let's say good evening to Eldon.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I heard the shutdown, and I thought, oh, God, they got struck by lightning again.
Not this time.
I told Joey, I said, please protect the old man. They should plug you to the... You should have a ground rod somewhere.
Peters isn't up here. They just got nothing.
I was like going, oh, my gosh. That's very unusual. Dude, where are your callers?
Well, I don't
think I'm the first.
Oh, no. We've had callers. I haven't given the phone number all afternoon.
Well, we all know the phone number, so... All right. Anyway, I was just checking, man. I'm glad you didn't get hit by lightning. That was scary.
No. In fact, I only heard thunder before the show started. As it was beginning to rain, I heard some off to the west. Did not see any lightning. We have not heard any thunder overhead. Just really, really hard wind-driven rain.
I'm in shorter, and I got just a little thunder about 4 o'clock, and then it was just been rain, so... All right, man. Well, I love show. Love y'all guys. Y'all just be careful. I was just worried y'all got hit by lightning.
I appreciate the call. No, we had a long chat with Brant today.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about with the shutdown. We played a lot of, I think, useful audio clips. You know, yeah, it's a talk show, but we're, you know, not caller-driven all the time. Sometime we have to take the bull by the horns.
Yes, the bull.
By the horns and say, our listeners need to be informed. We've got a weather situation. We had Rich Thomas in the studio twice at 3 and 4 to pass along what to expect. So it's not like we're...
Well, and also...
When you're looking at our... Wang! I'm sorry, that's funny. We're just being slightly juvenile at times. So at least we're back on the air. That's the good news.
Indeed.
Hey, look, you want to know how to get calls, there's two ways to do it. If you just want the phone to ring and you want to, you know, hock a chinik. One is to say something that's factually incorrect. That's when people rush to their phones to tell you that you're an idiot. They can't wait to tell you that you're wrong. That's one way. Number two is for the signal to go off. Then all of a sudden the phone's lighting up like crazy. Like, what do we do? Well, we went off the air, and that's when people call. It's just the way it is, as Bruce Hornsby in the Range once said. All right, it is 5:57. I have one piece of business to catch up on because we were off the air there for a bit, and that's our friends at Southern Shutter. If you're looking for something that will withstand, we saw, what have we seen in the last week? We not only saw real winter weather with wind chills below zero, but we were up in the 70s on, I think it was Saturday, I believe, or yesterday, Sunday. It's all a blur now. But think about that we had pretty much like a 75-degree temperature swing from Wednesday to Saturday. Those are the kinds of conditions that challenge almost any type of product or service. When you buy your shutters from Southern Shutters, you're buying shutters that are made from cedars that are grown in the Pacific Northwest. By nature's laws, they are built hardier to survive where they come from. Southern Shutter brings that wood in here, and then they create shutters from that wood that last forever. That's why they offer such a great guarantee. But now Southern Shutters has expanded, and they're doing even more. Southern Shutters will be offering everything from drapes and other window treatments. I urge you, no matter what your need, to call Hunter Robinson at 294-1258. It's a local company. They build these incredible products right here in a neat little factory on Coffee Street. Take advantage of that local service and that local price by talking to Hunter at 294-1258. That's 294-1258 or visit SouthernShutter.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Delkin Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Plenty of stuff to tell you about. Let's start with the accidents. Woodley Road at Elmsmead. Also 85 South at Perry Hill. The 2200 block of Taylor Road. Also over in Prattville in the Cobbs Fork Road area around Old Farm Road. Traffic lights are out there. In fact, there are several areas around Prattville reporting that traffic lights are out. So.